I did see someone lose their cocktail when the cannons went off. Nothing funnier than when a loud boom forces someone to react.
That would have been me. All over my shirt.
Yeah. Got to be prepared for that now when you go to Razorback games. Turn little Edward. Turn Edward up there. With him to the zero. Falling in love with these guys. Okay, I want to start this segment off by thanking some folks in Tampa who were just nothing short of fantastic to yours truly during the entire week. Got there on Saturday of last week and left a bleary-eyed flight on Friday to whisk me away from Tampa. But many of the city's great leaders, pillars of the community, as I was explaining last Sunday on this program, so... Many thanks to my friend Grimes Cannon down there, Brian Funk, who were tremendous. The city put on a great convention. You got a hurricane on Monday, and frankly, a security barrier that was way too far out, and very complicated. And I get all that. I do think we're getting to a point in the world, at least in the United States, where we need to understand sometimes it's just not worth it if the security is going to be so bad. So at what point can we marry a more effective yet less stringent security perimeter or things like that to allow events to occur a little more smoothly? No reason for me to have to walk a half a mile when it's 95 degrees with 100% humidity in Tampa. Couldn't even get a golf cart. Except for one night really late about 2 a.m. I got a golf cart and went about 3 miles. But many thanks again to my friends, Grimes Cannon and Brian Funk down there. Thanks for all that you did. It was a wonderful week. You did get the sense that the party was incredibly energized coming out of the convention. And that's what you want to have. You want to be able to make a statement. If you're Mitt Romney, you want to make a statement. You want to hammer it. In your speech, and then you want your base, you want your party folks excited. And so I think you got that. And a lot of that comes from the city. Not to get too deep in the weeds here, but Tampa's a great southern town. And not just because they have more adult dancing establishments than any other city. You know what a great town it was? Never saw the inside of one of those. Had a great time. Because of my friends Grimes Cannon and Brian Funk. And some members of the elusive party equivalent of SEAL Team 6 were also in attendance at the Republican National Convention. Now, these are the infamous people who make it down during the Gasparilla Pirate Festival. So if you got some of those guys in town, and then you got the Republican National Convention, and then I ended up meeting my soulmate. Yes, the female equivalent of me.
Oh, no.
And there we go. There we go. So I was just happy I got out of Tampa without a broken arm. You know, it was one of those things. Oh, there'll be no pictures. All photographic evidence was destroyed. But it was great. Congressman Griffin, who will join us a little bit later in this hour, spoke and then was the subject of a front page feature article in Roll Call, which is the Bible to politics. Huge story, front page, the day after he spoke, Tim Griffin, rising star. And it was a glowing expose on Congressman Griffin. So, and he kind of was. He was a player down there, to say the least. So, good chance to hang out with a lot of good media folks. Saw my old friend Jeff Green. This is how you know you've spent too much time in politics. When, you know, that Al Gore TV station, Current TV? I knew those people. You know what I mean? It was good to see my buddy Jeff, who's working for Current TV now because he needs a job. That's what I told him. To explain that. And Dave, I know I'm not supposed to do this because they work for another station, but Dave Ellswick, I thought, did a great job broadcasting from down there. So I went to Radio Row and took a little Buzz sticker and just put it up. And there was a listing of all the stations, you know, and who was on, and uh-huh. Fox Radio and Limbaugh, and you know, the whole on them. Huckabee was there with his folks, his radio show. He had Janine Turner on one morning, so there was a list of all those, and I took in magic marker and scrawled The Buzz.
Yeah, I was gonna say we don't have stickers.
Show with no names. And then I put simply one word, like Madonna, Basil. So that was, I made sure that was on the official Radio Row lineup.
Thank you.
So, oddly enough, no one seemed to pay attention to the fact that there wasn't a booth for The Buzz. But a good week all the way around. In spite of Clint Eastwood's rambling, kind of odd speech, the man freestyled it. You know, hey, got up.
There's mixed reactions on it. There's positive reactions from David in Springfield. He thinks it was brilliant and funny and on target.
Well, it was, and I think here's what Eastwood was trying to do, and. About 4 years ago, Ron Howard did exactly the same thing, only not at the convention. He cut a web spot for the Obama campaign. And,
oh, yeah.
And to his credit, Ron Howard, I think we played it on the program. It was a brilliant, it was, I want to say least offensive. It was a very humble way to communicate Ron Howard's message in wanting to vote for Barack Obama. He did it with great humility and humor. Not the standard sort of pompous, self-absorbed, self-involved, over-the-top BS that you see from most celebrities. Mm-hmm. Including Matt Damon et al. So those guys go over the top. But Ron Howard did it wonderfully. I think that's what Eastwood was trying to do, to say, look, I'm not here to create a lot of division or to criticize the community in which I live, Southern California, Northern California, the industry in which I work. There are good people. There are a lot of conservatives in that industry. You hear about all the liberals, and we're going to get into the media bias, by the way. Stephanopoulos, oh, a little Snuffleupagus, man. That guy gets smaller every time I see him. Every time I see Snuffleupagus, his hair is bigger, but he's gotten tinier. You could almost put him inside your jacket pocket. Like, you could put a Stephanopoulos in your jacket pocket and go through security with Stephanopoulos in your jacket pocket. And they'd take the wand. By the way, just a note to all you folks attending the Democratic National Convention, I learned a lesson. Don't put a roll of quarters in your front left pocket, think you're going to get through security, just to do that as a goof, mm-hmm. Kind of like Spinal Tap. So, but of course there's bias in the media. And we're going to get into that. The reporter from Yahoo that was caught on an open mic exclaiming that, look, the Romneys are happy throwing a party while black people are dying. That guy who was the Washington bureau chief for Yahoo News, that's sort of appropriate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that Yahoo?
Yeah.
When have we started taking Yahoo News seriously? What have we reached in America? Okay. But I think Eastwood was trying to convey his sentiment without taking hard shots at the people that he knows and works with, and trying to do it in a funny way and not be as what he perceived to be as divisive. So, I got it. It was a little rambling, but the guy freestyled it. Mm-hmm. The guy freestyled it, and it didn't matter because, look, let's be brutally honest here, okay? Nobody watches the conventions. In today's modern age, you can't sit through an episode of America's Got Talent, okay?
Right.
When it's moving as fast as possible. So no one is going to sit through, not even people that are really interested in it, can sit through and pay attention and dissect everything that's going on during the primetime portion of a broadcasting for the conventions. They just won't do it. They do it. Didn't do it for Obama 4 years ago. Won't do it for Obama now. Didn't do it for McCain. Didn't do it for Romney. It's just they're not big. They're not good television events in the modern sense of the word. Okay, some guy standing on a stage capturing the entire attention of cameras for 45 minutes to an hour, saying words. No television producer ever would put that on TV in the private sector. So what you want is you want to have a general feeling that's communicated coming out of a convention, an overall broad theme, a message, thoughts, you know, good positive, good feedback from everyone. You want a lot of applause so that when the soccer mom from suburban Cleveland is watching the Today Show because she's got a crush on Matt Lauer, who is also almost now as tiny as Stephalopoulos without the hair. Lauer's another one of those guys. You can't put him in Hurricane Isaac. You'll lose Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer's a mile away in a tree. Okay? So when that suburban soccer mom is watching, she's getting 30 seconds, and it has to go, and this is where media bias does come into it. If you're on the Republican side of things, it has to go so well, and it has to be so perfect that there's no way for the producer of the Today Show, who lives on the Upper East Side, 5 blocks away from the producer of CBS Evening News, 3 blocks away from, you know what I mean? They all live together, they go to the same places, they do the same things, and they all have the same political ideology. So that there's no way that that guy can chop it up and present it to that suburban soccer mom as anything other than this very positive thing, and people are smiling, and you've got all the video, and there's good vibes, and they're going to get 20 seconds of a Romney speech and the theme, and boom. That's what you want coming out of there. And I think that the Romney folks in the RNC did that. I think they communicated that very well. A lot goes into that. It's the speeches. It's the people that are there. It's the messages that they communicate. It's the way that it's presented. It's the town and how much people feel good about where they are, having fun. So all of that goes into, oddly enough, for that 20 seconds that the suburban soccer mom there or the executive who lives outside of Albuquerque, that guy paying attention over, you know, his morning Captain Crunch, what's going on? Or maybe he catches a web story at work when he's trying to goof off or something like that. So in that sense, the convention was good. In that sense, Eastwood showing up helped to communicate a theme, not because of what Clint Eastwood said on stage, because I still don't know what that was, but the body of work that he's done as an actor and a producer and a director over a period of time has given him a persona. That's what you want to communicate. You stick the mummified body of Clint Eastwood on stage, and it did. And I think everything
started cheering his line out.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's, you know, so you see, well, you know, Eastwood. And then you communicate all that and everything that goes with it. So, well, why don't we hear from a guy who spoke to the convention? Congressman Tim Griffin will join us, I've known the guy since we were in college. He's my friend, so I'm not objective when it comes to how I feel about Tim. But still, even an objective observer would look at the week that he had, and he's emerged a real leader of the party in Arkansas, and let's put it this way. The guy got up from Charlie Rose. I'll let Tim tell this story. I'll let Tim, because I almost punched Charlie Rose. I almost punched Charlie Rose in the face on Wednesday night.
Wow.
I'm kidding. I didn't almost punch. If I wanted to punch Charlie Rose, I would have punched him over Tim. But it's funny stuff. Mimi's are going to sing us out to break. Don't touch that dial. Congressman Griffin up next. Back with more after this. But I'm sorry that you had to go so soon. And I wish I could turn these days to weeks. I wish I could turn these days to weeks. But I cannot stretch them so. Turn these days to weeks. Be alright.
your sunny cheeks.